You know, there's a term used in describing the accretion disk surrounding a black hole called the event horizon. Reading from the Cosmos website, the event horizon is the boundary defining the region of space around a black hole from which nothing, not even light, can escape. The name arises since it's impossible to observe any event taking place inside it. It is the horizon beyond which we cannot see. The event horizon therefore effectively hides the singularity at the center of the black hole. The singularity is just that mass with all that gravity. Continuing, a boon for physicists discomforted by the breakdown of the laws of physics at such a point. It's interesting. They can't explain what's underneath or beyond that disk, and they understand probably physics might not apply, but they can't explain it. This article continues, the cosmic censorship conjecture states that all singularities, meaning all those masses those incredible amounts of gravity, all those singularities are hidden by an event horizon, and this failure of the laws of physics is not observable. So they wrote in conjecture, not a full theory, but conjecture that, well, we can't see what we can't explain, therefore it does exist, but we aren't going to apply science or physics to it. You know, the dichotomy between how known physics and conjecture scientists come up with to try to explain the unexplainable is fodder for another sermon. I could spend a lot of time trying to go into the irony of that, but I'll save that for later. The point is, there is this spot where gravity is so fierce that even the power of light flying through the whole entire galaxy is either bent or is not even allowed out of it. So that isn't to say there isn't incredibly powerful forces interacting at the centers of all galaxies. In fact, there are. It can be observed. In the middle of the Milky Way galaxy, a supermassive black hole corresponding to the location in Sagittarius A, which is what people have named this black hole, beginning or at the middle of our Milky Way galaxy. Over the past decade or so, the orbits of stars that surround a certain point, this central point, this invisible point, have been observed and photographed, looking at low redshift, because it's a very, very bright area. But so they have observed orbits of stars. And because we can't observe the point in space, what is exactly there, they have to theorize what is causing such a powerful gravitational pull. And the other unobservable interactions happening near and around that area, that invisible point that is pulling stars at, you know, stars, when you look out in the heavens, they stay generations, they look the same. But within years, you can see stars circling massive amounts of distance and very, very quickly around this one central point. You know, while it's interesting to look at the vastness of the cosmos and to see all of the marvels that God, which you won't hear this from most of the scientific community, marvels that God has created, we really don't have to look that far to see some of those same parts of physics taking place even in our lives today. You know, we spent the past week removing sin from our lives, removing the pull of spiritual sin from our lives likewise. As we grew closer, we tried to move away from our carnality and move towards God, to reassess us not being sinners. But as, you know, carnal human beings, we will always, while we live and breathe, we will always be pulled towards sin, toward an event horizon that leads to spiritual death. You know, the closer that we circle around that spiritual event horizon, the more likely we are to be sucked into it with no means of escape. Paul understood what this event horizon led to. Hebrews 10, beginning of verse 26. Hebrews 10 and beginning of verse 26. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation which will devour the adversaries. Anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Of how much worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord." And again, "The Lord will judge his people." It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. You know, God put the universe and all physical things into order by his very words. Mankind rejects wholeheartedly that notion, of course, and instead looks to its own elders for insight. You know, if you look at some of the theories that the late Stephen Hawking came up with to see how far man can go to ignore God, you can prove how much mankind looks for anything, even odd, weird theories, anything they can to not look towards God. And again, as the Bible states, there is nothing new under the sun. This ideal, this inclination of mankind has always been like it is when they were seeking their own carnality. 2 Peter 3, beginning of verse 1. Second Peter 3 and beginning of verse 1. Beloved, I now write to you this second epistle, in both of which I stir up your pure minds by way of reminder, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts, and saying, "Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willfully forget." They choose to forget what God has prophesied, what God has promised. Continuing, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth, standing out of water and in the water, by which the world that then existed perished, being flooded with water. But the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word, by that word of God, are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of all or of ungodly men. God's word holds this physical universe together. It's by his will that we exist, as we all know. You know, mankind chooses to look towards his own understanding, seeks to reach a singularity that cannot be escaped from. That understanding, as we all know, is influenced and is led by Satan. You know, gravity is a fundamental law of physics. All matter is affected by it and subject to it. In youth, we fight to overcome it and learn to walk and run. And in old age, it pulls our very skin, dragging us back into the ground from which we were created. But spirit overcomes those physical laws. Our willingness must be instead to draw towards light, away from that darkness, away from that spot where we cannot turn back. You know, forgetting the physical things that only weigh us down, or the only way one down, ancient Israel sought willingly after spiritual rewards by their offerings to God. And they left a great example, a great attitude that we can all follow after. Chronicles 29. First Chronicles 29 and beginning verse 6. Then the leaders of the fathers' houses, leaders of the tribes of Israel, the captains of the thousands and the hundreds with officers over the king's work offered willingly. They gave for the work of the house of God 5,000 talents and 10,000 derricks of gold, 10,000 talents of silver, 18,000 talents of bronze, and 100,000 talents of iron. And whoever had precious stones gave them to the treasury of the house of the Lord, and to the hand of Jehiel the Gershonite. Then the people rejoiced, for they had offered willingly, because with a loyal heart they had offered willingly to the Lord, and King David also greatly rejoiced. That is the kind of attitude, that willingness that we have to have if we desire to stay away from the unpardonable sin. We want to remove ourselves from getting too close to that gravity of deceit, that gravity of sin that will pull us in. You know, Satan cannot escape his judgment. He is bound by an event horizon that cannot be escaped from. So, brethren, let us not draw into that same condemnation.